Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. In our podcast episode this week, I'm going to talk about, in times like this, you're better left alone. Why am I saying that? Because we live in a world which is volatile, it's uncertain, it is complex, and it's ambiguous. It's a military term that I heard, an acronym. I love acronyms. VUCA, in a VUCA world, right? So it's volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. There's a lot of stuff going on that's challenging us these days. And in times like this, I think we're better left alone. And that's what I want to talk about this week, is how do we do that? And how can we seek out that time alone where it may seem elusive and impossible for us to do so? Now, when I was doing this podcast, I was preparing. What was inspiring me, certainly, I'm thinking a lot about the value of quiet in your life, because I wrote a book called Quiet Works, and I made it part of this trilogy called Clarity at Works. And if you want information on this, you go to thebrieflab.com, and we sell this trilogy of Brief, the book Brief, my first book, Noise, my second book, and then my most recent one, Quiet Works, in a trilogy which helps you really get better at thinking and communicating in a very deliberate way. And that's super valuable nowadays. And it's more and more difficult because there's so many things that are competing for our time and an attention that get in the way. Now, when you think about your life as a professional, oftentimes it could be you could feel kind of helpless. Like, I can't really do anything about it. And like last week's podcast, I talked about meeting attendees and participants, and I feel like I'm a potted plant there, and I don't have much to say, and I got to be there, and I'm getting pulled into collaboration, but I don't have anything essential that week, and I can't say no, and I don't have the autonomy. And it's very easy for us to think like, I work the way I work because I don't really have a choice. And when I start working, I'm collaborating, and I collaborate all day long. And when I stop working, even then, I'm still collaborating, and I'm always collaborating, and I can't really get out of that. I can't stop it. I always have to be available. And that's the feeling I think a lot of people have, and they just kind of give into that. Like, that's just the way I work, and I always have to be connected to people to do my job, and I want to challenge that. Well, certainly from the standpoint of communication, when you're talking to somebody and you're collaborating and you're communicating and you're trying to connect with people on a daily basis and do it well, you need more time alone to prepare, to be able to develop the things that you're going to be talking about and working on and solving for. And preparation and time alone becomes absolutely essential, and it's often lacking. So what we find are people that are communicating a lot with very little thinking, preparation in advance, because there's just no time for it. So in times like this, in this VUCA world, volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous, we need more time alone than ever. And we're better left alone at certain times to be able to figure it out. Now, another thing that inspired me to do this podcast, this episode, was I call it doing research, but people might be calling it goofing off, but I actually have admittedly a little habit of watching some Instagram reels from time to time. I don't sit in it for hours, but I actually have curated the way the logarithm or whatever. It ends up being a source of creative insight, inspiration for me. So there's some comedy in there, and there's some stuff that's entertainment. And then I guess after a while, gotten to know me. So it'll pop in like speakers and things like that, that I'll save these things for classes or conversations that I have with people, or I'll watch a funny one and I'll send it to one of my kids. It's a source of, relaxation at times, insight, inspiration. And recently, I was going through, just kind of watching some Instagram reels, these short videos. And this video just popped in, and it was a video of a guy named Brian Tracy. And I never heard of this guy, but he apparently is this, he's written 80 books, and he was pretty popular apparently in the 80s and 90s as kind of a self-help professional development kind of guy. I think he's Canadian-American. He developed this international business. It's a training business about professional development. But what really caught my attention was this this little clip that I'm going to share with you, just the audio, called Go Into the Silence. Just check out this video and just listen to what he says to understand his perspective about how important it is to go into the silence.
Go into the silence. Go and sit down quietly by yourself for 30 to 60 minutes. 30 to 60 minutes. Most people in our society have never sat quietly for 30 to 60 minutes in their entire lives. Yet I will tell you this, this method works 100% of the time. That any problem that you have, any difficulty, any challenge, any goal that you want to accomplish, if you'll go into the silence and sit quietly and then listen to the still small voice within, you will find that at a certain point, probably at about 25 to 30 minutes, your mind will go completely clear. And then a flow of ideas will start to flow into your mind. You'll feel energy welling up inside you. And at a precise moment, as you sit there in complete silence, no cigarettes, no coffee, no music, nothing, just complete silence, at a particular moment, your mind will go clear and wham, exactly the answer you need will come at exactly the right time. And if you will get up and go and carry out that answer, it will turn out to be exactly perfect.
So I heard that. And yeah, admittedly, the music in the background's a little creepy. And it's a bit dated because he talks about going, sit there quietly and don't have a cigarette and, you know, no coffee or whatever. But what really caught my attention when that just popped into my feed was how confident and how convinced he was about what was going to happen. Like, I predicted within 100% that something's going to happen. And he's giving this mandate. Like, sit down quietly. Okay, so you're going to sit down quietly and give yourself 30 to 60 minutes. You know, he didn't say two. You know, I think 2 minutes could be great. But most people in their lifetimes, he says, have never done 30 to 60 minutes. Maybe you've never done that much quiet. Just sit down quietly. And you're doing it alone. And that's the point of this week's episode, is to sometimes you're better left alone. What Brian Tracy was saying was, if you do it, then wham, you're going to get an answer. And I'm telling you, that's exactly what happens. You're trying to solve these problems. You're working on challenges. You've got dreams. You've got goals. You've got issues. You've got things that are stopping you. You've got things that are nagging on you. You've got things to say, things to do. You got too much to do. You've got like a million things racing around your elusive 600. Term we've talked about before, your brain's going 750 words per minute. You know, you speak 150 words. I got all these thoughts that are trying to figure this stuff out. And he says, go into the silence and sit down quietly. And at a certain moment in time, wham, you're going to get an answer. And then go up and do it. You might want to write it down. You get clarity. And this has happened to me. And this is why Real Quiet works. The connection between doing this and problem solving is absolutely singular. He speaks with a level of conviction because he's done this. You can hear it in his voice that he's done this. And it works. He said 100% of the time, and I would agree. Now, we don't do this for a number of reasons, and we can talk about why we don't. And I want you to start to think about the advice, I would say counsel, encouragement, directive that he's giving us in this, in that little audio clip. Again, for as creepy as the background music is, the message is the message, which is go into silence, sit down for 30 to 60 minutes. In what awaits is super powerful. And I agree wholeheartedly. And I can give you anecdote after anecdote. I mean, I wrote an essay called The Quiet Workplace that inspired me to a business vision that I'm working on very, very aggressively because I sat down for quiet in this amount of time. 30 minutes, 60 minutes, just giving myself the time to think about stuff. And it works. Now, here's what I want you to think about. In this podcast, I'm always trying to connect this quiet, this fighting against noise, and to try to think quiet, to give ourselves the permission to pause, to be able to prepare our thinking so that when we communicate, it can have an effect, it can have an impact. Now, when you do that, the thinking becomes really, really crystallized, and the ability to talk about it with the brief tools that I've created become very, very powerful. The connection between quiet and brevity, it creates clarity. And that's what he's talking about. So here are a couple of considerations I just want you to just think about and try to resolve. And there are five of them. Why would I? This is number one. Why don't I? When do I? Where do I? And how often can I? Each of those are different considerations about how you go into the silence, to use that Brian Tracy directive. Well, why would I do that? We have so many things to think about. You know, why would I go into the silence? I'm trying to solve a really, really hardened problem. I'm trying to really prioritize my goals. I'm trying to determine what I'm going to be saying to people that I work with or communicate a vision. There's a million different things that I need to be thinking and deliberating on. That's why would I? Well, number two is why don't I? It's called life. It's called competing priorities. It's called fear. It's called scheduling. It's called doing the easy thing. It's called jumping on my phone instead of being alone. It's about letting other people call on me all the time and never telling them no. That's why don't I? And I didn't. And I'm afraid of it. I'm afraid of quiet. Well, I have to embrace that. That, you know, like my headline here of this podcast is, in times like this, you're better left alone. I'm not saying forever, but in these moments when it is volatile, it is highly uncertain, it is incredibly complex and ambiguous, this VUCA world, as my military friends call it, in these times, you're better left alone and you have to go into the silence. So why don't I? For all the reasons that I just mentioned and more as you think about them. Well, when do I? I often think that this is more of a technique than a time, or I'm sorry, I said that wrong. It's more of an appointment and not a technique. So I need to figure out when do I do this, but not how do I do it. I'm not going to focus too much on like you're doing it the right way or the wrong way. It's when do I do this? There are certain times of day, maybe you're a morning person at 30 minutes, or maybe it's in the afternoon or evening or the middle of the day, whatever works for you, that carve out for you in your schedule. And he's saying 30 to 60 minutes. So he's asking for a longer scheduled investment where you can get that, to use his language, the wham, like you get this impact where clarity emerges, like you see it. Well, when do I do that? You gotta figure out that carve out of your time. You know, where do I do it? That's more problematic. And that's what I'm trying to solve with the quiet workplace, is designing environments that are more conducive. But you need to find a place. If it's an empty conference room or working from home or going to a classroom or, you know, an office that's not being used, find an area that you can go that nobody can find you for that 30 to 60 minutes. And you can tell people, I'll be back. Library, wherever it might be, where you don't have distractions, where you can go into the silence, where you got to find a place. And then finally, how often can I? I would say daily. You know, I did a podcast recently. It was podcast 362. So just about a month or so ago, about a quiet work day once a month. For sure, at least once a month. But I would do this daily, or at least a couple of times a week. When you're setting aside this 30 to 60 minutes for this really deep thinking on the stuff that really matters. And his promises, if you do it and you just sit quietly, I love that, sit down quietly. And I would say, sit still, you know, he's like, don't smoke a cigarette, don't have a cup of coffee, right? Don't listen to your Walkman, any 80-isms that you might want to throw in there. Go there without fear and just throw yourself into it. And you will 100% of the time get a value out of it. You just will. And as a communicator, this will be the contribution to your ability to communicate with effect with people in this VUCA world. This is volatile, uncertain, complex, ambiguous world. You will bring clarity, which is at the end of the day, the most important thing. It's the currency. It's tech. Yeah. It's a talent. Yeah. The currency is focus. can I create focus for people? Well, I need to get it myself. And when I get it myself and I start communicating in this world that's noisy, I can bring clarity, which is amazing, to people around you, especially when you're leading people through this VUCA environment, volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. So you're going to work much better together when you go into quiet daily, alone, without fear, without excuses. Just saying.